The word of God for our devotion this morning is found in John's third epistle, the first 8 verses there. The elder to the beloved Gaius, whom I love in truth. Beloved, I pray that all may go well with you and that you may be in good health as it goes well with your soul. For I rejoiced greatly when the brothers came and testified to your truth, as indeed you are walking in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. Beloved, it is a faithful thing you do in all your efforts for these brothers, strangers as they are, who testified to your love before the church. You will do well to send them on their journey in a manner worthy of God. For they have gone out for the sake of the name, accepting nothing from Gentiles. Therefore, we ought to support people like these, that we may be fellow workers for the truth. Dear friends in Christ, I don't mean to alarm any of you, but if you haven't checked your calendars, this is the last week of school before Christmas break. I know, it's sad. But what that means is you'll only be home for a couple of days, and it'll be time to celebrate Christmas Day. It's coming up very fast. But do you still find reason to celebrate year after year? After all, how many people still celebrate Christmas for what it's really worth, the birth of the Christ child? After all, employees at Walmart are told they can't say Merry Christmas anymore. It's got to be Happy Holidays. Even those who acknowledge Christmas as the day when Christ came down to earth, maybe they're doing so in a shallow way. They're not so much filled with the love of the Christ child, but they're filled with endless Christmas lists, thoughts of stressful family get-togethers, and more presents than they can afford. Yes, it can be somewhat discouraging around Christmas time to see how this wonderful celebration has been tainted by our world and our society. But now we look to God's Word, to John's letter to find encouragement. He's one of the oldest apostles here writing a short letter to a faithful brother, a layperson named Gaius. It brings this apostle great joy to hear that one of the Christians that was converted through his teaching and preaching is still walking in that truth. Now, John was no stranger to opposition or discouragement. It was probably at this time that most of the other apostles had been martyred and killed. Persecution abounded at this time, and there were even errors coming into that young Christian church. Now, in simply human terms, we'd look at that and say, that's a lost cause. We'd be tempted to give up. But the Holy Spirit reveals to us in this letter that among all that hardship, no matter how grim things started to look, there was still reason for John to rejoice. There was reason for him to rejoice exceedingly. He was ecstatic when he heard that Gaius was still walking in the truth, when he still recognized that among the many truths, Christ came down to earth as a child. He could rejoice in these dark times because it was clear that God's grace and the power of His Word could overcome any obstacles. It could beat the odds and accomplish the seemingly impossible. It can create and sustain faith of anyone, no matter what the circumstances are. So do you still have reason to rejoice, just like John does? We get pretty good at convincing ourselves that we don't have such a reason. Perhaps we get caught up in our own personal struggles, thinking that a rotten sinner like myself, I'm not well equipped to share the message of the Christ child. Maybe we become discouraged with how materialistic this season has become. Or maybe disgusted with ourselves for getting sucked into that way of thinking around Christmas time. But be encouraged. Along with John, there is reason to rejoice. There are still those celebrating the true meaning of Christmas, the coming of the Christ child. Just a few weeks ago, there was a small group of Christians in Nepal. It's a country on the northeast border of India. They contacted the CLC wanting to know more about the teachings of the Bible. Now keep in mind that only 0.5% of all people in Nepal are Christian. And Christian work has only been going on there for the last 50 years. Now, it's not likely that this group found out about us because we are the world-renowned Church of the Lutheran Confession, or that we are so good at advertising on the web. No, this is evidence of our persistent God going after and finding His children, those people that are in need of support from fellow Christians. So be encouraged. There are still those walking in the truth. We can be ecstatic, just as John was. There are those, even far away, that celebrate the true meaning of Christmas. So Gaius here was a fellow worker in the truth by supporting those who were out in the field. And John encourages all Christians to do the same. Support the proclamation of the gospel. Support the true proclamation of what Christmas is by supporting those who proclaim it. Now you have the privilege of being invited as fellow workers in the truth to go to your God in prayer. He is the Lord of the harvest. Pray for strength and courage to share your faith personally, yes. To share with others why you celebrate Christmas. And be encouraged. You have reason to rejoice. There are still many walking in the truth of the coming Christ child. Amen. We'll close our devotion this morning with hymn 707, all verses of 707.